This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally
rude. Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Football Friday edition of the program, and boy, is it a big one. Ole Miss, Tennessee, under the new lights. Yeah, you boys almost forgot. Fancy smancy new lights that we haven't seen since way back.
It's because they didn't even look good against Bowling Green.
Shut up, Hickman. We're going to be positive today.
It'll be very dark this weekend, though.
It's true. 7:30 kickoff, a little later in the year. I mean, we haven't fallen back yet where it's, like, ridiculously dark, like 4:30, the sun's going down. But,
I mean, 7:30 is going to be dark.
It's going to be dark, and it's going to be cooler. Like, today, the high's still, you know, in the 80s, but not tomorrow. A little rain's going to come through in the morning. Shouldn't mess up your tailgate too bad. Going to get out of here early afternoon and then set the stage.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, should I go orange sweatshirt for the game or polo shirt?
Whew. See, I'm going to the game in an orange section, and it makes it tough when, you can't just wear a t-shirt or a polo.
Yeah.
Luckily, I got this kind of light, long-sleeve orange jacket.
And you don't want to sweat all day or be cold all day, you know?
Well, I think I'll only need to really don that for the game, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be perfect. Probably have to wear long sleeves underneath it, actually. I mean, it's going to be cold. I mean, the 50s. I mean, football weather.
It's going to be that cold, huh?
Yeah.
I was thinking like 60, 65.
No, it's supposed to be in the 50s at kickoff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's gotten the forecast turned yesterday. Here, I'll look it up for you. I mean, at 7 o'clock, 58 degrees, no precipitation.
Cold weather benefits the Vols.
10 o'clock. Does it? I wondered that. I don't know. Didn't Hendon Hooker have an issue in the cold? I mean, I think it was really cold. Some game at Virginia Tech. I don't know. There's some story about his something not going right. I mean, that's not that cold, though. It's 50s. It's perfect. It's really perfect.
Be nice and relaxed out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have some more people stay healthy throughout the full course of the game. You know, it's going to be cold. It's not going to be so hot. Maybe not as many guys cramping up or getting hurt out there and just getting exhausted.
You shouldn't be cramping at this point in the year. I mean, it's the middle of October.
Well, he's saying you definitely won't be now with it chilly.
I mean, we have had the worst injury luck in football my entire life.
Well, that's one of the leads, I guess, for today. John Bryce, who apparently is tied in with WBIR now.
Good for him.
A former, you know, recruiting site fame and then kind of faded away and then gradually has been kind of coming back, doing some stuff with Football Scoop over here, a little over there, and then all of a sudden, I didn't even know he was doing stuff with WBR, but boom. Two nights before the biggest game of the year, reported that Tyon Evans is going to be out for the Ole Miss game.
Not ideal?
No. He's probably been your best player on offense. Well, maybe all told. Maybe all in.
So, Jabari Small had also been a little banged up. I believe they're expecting him to go this
weekend.
He's
expected to go, but he's not 100%.
But I thought Tyon was fine.
Why'd you think that? He looked banged up.
That was what Houston said.
I mean, it was very visible that he did get banged up in the South Carolina game, but, I mean, he trotted off the field. He was bouncing around on the sidelines, apparently. I mean, he had a little bit of a limp to him, but they said he looked fine after the game.
He was limping earlier in the game. The last time he went down, he didn't really jog off the field. He walked off the field very slowly, and then I don't know what he did on the sideline, but it looked bad from where I was sitting. Didn't look as bad on television when I went back and watched the replay. But I don't know. There are some that had reported earlier that he was that it was a big, you know, that they weren't sure what was going to happen and that he was going to test it out, you know, Saturday during the day and see how he felt.
Can't have anything nice.
But John Bryce has already said, he's already reporting, he's out.
All right, so what do you do now? Simple as next man up mentality, which is what you're going to do, but I mean, let's be real. How much do you think this lowers the team's chances of winning? Do you think it helps? I don't think many people would be in that camp, but there might be somebody that says, you know, you have a star player go out. Here's a rule of thumb I have whenever it comes to betting against the spread in some professional sports, primarily basketball, so I don't know how much this is going to carry over for for the college football. But in the NBA, if you have a star player go out that night, typically bet that team to cover because the next man up does pretty well. The line actually usually swells the other direction, and that team ultimately generally comes back and covers.
The problem is Jabari Small isn't 100%, and I mean, the guys after those two, it's just a big drop-off.
Yeah.
Big drop-off. Did they change this headline? WBR's headline now says, source, Vols running back Tyon Evans not likely to play against Ole Miss. That's a little different than what they tweeted last night, I feel like.
That's a lot different.
Is it? Yeah, I thought they used the word out.
Am I crazy? I don't know. People can let me know.
Oh, I don't think you're crazy because, you know, a lot of all Twitter started freaking out about it. So
yeah.
And they still be freaking out with that headline too, but not as much maybe.
I don't know. The term out usually, I don't know, just has a finality to the decision that, you know, likely, most likely, all that stuff's a little different. Huh. Now, I think it's a big loss. I really do. I mean, even if he plays. Oh, yeah, here it is. Boom. Tweet. Source. Vols running back, Tyon Evans, will be out against Ole Miss. So, if he actually gives it a go and tries to play, it'll look kind of bad on their part. But anyway, it's even just the fact that even if he were to give it a go, I mean, you got to think he's not going to be very effective. And then Jabari Small not being 100%. I mean, it sucks. We talked all week about how we have to run the football, and now you're two guys that are, I mean, no offense to Lenith Whitehead, Jalen Wright, but they have not been the same as the top two guys. And really, Tyon Evans has been better than all of them.
Small hasn't played in what? I mean, he got hurt in the Missouri game, wasn't it?
That sounds right.
God, man. Well, it's time to see what Josh Heupel can dial up on offense now with the quarterback run. Got to get Hooker involved.
Well, that's what Davey was getting into. Is like, what's the – does that mean we actually change the game plan? Are we going to throw the football more? Use maybe more of the short passing as an extension of the run game. Try and move the chains that way.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I cannot get Periscope to work. Or whatever it's called now.
Twitter. Video. I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. It won't pull from Restream. Had no issues yesterday. None on Wednesday. But, of course, the Football Friday edition.
Yeah. The one people might actually want to watch. Really get excited for.
Oh, yeah. This is the Survivor
later. I know. We're
going to
pull some helmets out. Yeah, I feel like we got this big lack of energy because you're not saying anything. You're just over there stressed.
We'll get it. I got a little bit more rest last night, so at least the energy level is there.
Okay,
I'm just kind of distracted in the moment.
You finished Squid Game, so we don't have to worry about you watching it, you know, for 12 hours tonight.
Yep.
I mean, I guess the whole thing's not. It's only, what, like 9 episodes?
That is correct.
Okay. So that's good. You'll be ready to rock and roll them. Voluntary action tomorrow. Late night.
I'm still not sure who's even coming in for that.
Oh,
no. I'm just letting people know if Russ does go to the game and Bear does not come in, I'm going to be like Depot Dave the entire show. Just like, I'm going to be back there. I'm not going to actually answer the name of the callers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put you on hold, and I'm just going to say I have no idea who the hell is on the line, but just start talking, and we'll see if we get you in there.
You just
it's
say...
It's going to get weird.
You just say... Yeah, it's just like the one-man show. You just say, on to our next caller.
Yep.
Boom. But how do they know if they're on? Oh, I guess they'll hear the
psh. It's like, what's your name? Dumb name. All right, continue so-and-so. You know, like, not going to throw out examples. But
well, they'll ask you how you're doing, which I always think is kind of funny.
Yeah, even though the last caller asked me that and the caller before asked me that.
Yeah.
And then the one before him or the one before her.
Right,
at least
right.
They asked.
Yeah.
At least you didn't get a bleep Davey.
I've had that before.
You might with this attitude. Depends on how the game goes, really.
That's true.
I mean, we're looking at a top 15 win here, and Davey's not even excited to do VR.
I know.
No, I'm excited to do the game or do the post-game show. Just, I mean, there's a reason I'm the most versatile and talented man at Fan Run. I can do it all.
Yeah,
I can
sit
back there and just like, yeah. Like, you want drywall, you want paint. Like, I just offer it all, man.
I don't want to hear it. I did that at 3 a.m. after Butch Jones barely beat Georgia Tech in Atlanta. It
fun game.
Sucked.
What we got going on here?
Heupel had said earlier in the week that he thought everyone who missed last week would be back this week.
Would you rather have Tyon Evans or Cooper Mays?
Cooper.
Really?
Tyon. I mean, they've done fine without Cooper the last couple games. I know he makes the team better, but you're also looking at, I mean, is our backup center also banged up right now?
What, Carvin?
See, that's the question. I don't think so. No, what I'm saying. Like,
oh.
Yeah, it's like.
I see. You're making an analogy to the running back position.
So it's like with having Cooper back, I mean, it's a drop off to second team, but basically with Tyon out, it's like a drop off to your third team.
True.
Is that saying anything?
Yeah, it said something about the SIM card locked.
Probably why. All right.
That should have nothing to do with it. Pulling the video.
No, but I'm going to actually use the other camera.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm flustered.
I can tell. I mean, I hope Tennessee's more prepared for the game tomorrow than you are for
I got here. Everything looked like it was going well. Restarted it. Nothing.
This is adversity. Nothing. This is what coaches talk about.
I mean, the shows just came out.
You
got to
be bulletproof. No matter what happens.
Wait a second.
No matter what happens, the show must go on. You can't start talking about tech issues other than just, you know, putting out a strong and united front that, hey, having some issue with the video, we'll get it corrected. You can't let it affect your ability to perform on the big stage. It's Football Friday. It's Ole Miss, Tennessee.
I mean, if Tennessee does this tomorrow, yeah, it is.
I know.
I mean, if Matt Corral marches down the field and puts six up on the first play on the first drive, you know, I mean, we're screwed.
And we're like, well, we don't have Tyon Evans. He's broken.
Next thing you know,
what's that running crumbled. Back saying?
Crumbled.
Mm.
You know, I thought we had the running back edge going into this game, but now not so much.
I don't know. I wonder if Jerrion Ealy's going to play for them.
Oh, is he questionable?
He didn't play last week. Yeah. Henry Parrish Jr. and Snoop, whatever his name is.
Dog.
Not dog.
They talk about Snoop Dogg a lot.
Yes. Snoop Connor.
Snoop Connor. If those guys are healthy and our guys, I mean, I don't know. It's the same thing as Josh Heupel. Like, Lane Kiffin hasn't talked about Ealy since earlier in the week, and he basically gave a non-answer. We hope that he plays, Kiffin said Monday. So there you go.
Trying to find an Ole Miss depth chart.
Apparently, they had three starters out against Arkansas as they scored 52 points. Three starters on offense out.
You could have penciled them in for 58 with those guys.
Mm. Of course, we would be completely banged up. To be fair to ourselves, we did say this going into the season. We said, you know, we might not be that bad, but the problem is we're not very deep at all, and if you get some injuries, you might get to the second half of the schedule and really struggle to stay in games with teams that you're really about the same as from a top-level starters, you know, kind of perspective.
Tyon News getting everybody down. Eric said he was pumped all week. Now
70% Eric?
Yeah, 70% Eric. He's back down to 65%, though,
65%, apparently. Okay.
He says he's down on the game now after the Tyon News. Next man up.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to test the whole, you know, Heupel can scheme it up type of thing.
There were some plays against South Carolina I wish he would have saved for this week.
No, really?
Yeah, like the little reverse handoff to Velus Jones Jr.
Mm.
Maybe he was setting it up.
Oh, yeah, there's a different variation.
To where there's going to be a counter to it.
Maybe he's going to throw it back to the other side of the field. Maybe they're going to fake it. Maybe they're going to start running that way and just fake the little reverse handoff and keep running that direction.
I hope.
Apparently there's going to be some big-time recruits in town. So that's another good reason for Tennessee not to
suck.
Bleep the bed.
Yep. They need to come out on firing on all cylinders.
I mean, this is the biggest recruiting weekend of the year.
I mean, the other big news that broke.
Unless you want to save it for Georgia.
Last night was about the uniforms.
What about them?
They're going orange pants.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
I don't think it's that good of a look. But they go orange.
I asked Houston this earlier in the week,
uniform,
and he categorically
white pants
said that was a horrific idea. And I tend to agree. Why are we?
I don't believe in curses except the Peyton one. So,
Well, Peyton's gonna be in town.
Yeah.
We're checkering Nealon. We're going orange pants.
So three curses.
Yeah.
All for one game.
Got to break the.
It is spooky season.
When's the last time we wore the orange? I mean,
warm against Houston. Kentucky.
Well, Houston was saying, didn't we, that we wore them. Do we wear all orange against Pitt?
We might.
And
yeah,
Florida.
We
wore orange pants, obviously, white tops on the road.
Yeah, we did all orange against Pitt.
I mean,
all right, I'm giving up on this.
Is it really?
Hopefully, the team doesn't give up like I am.
Oh my goodness!
Well, it's not a Jeremy Pruitt coach team, so I don't think we have to worry about that necessarily.
I mean, if we're going to wear orange pants like half the season, is it really even a special thing anymore? Or is it just part of the uniform?
I guess
might
it's just
might
the
as
usual
well
thing
the black,
there.
Might as well wear the black jerseys every other home game at this point.
I don't think that many people would have an issue with it. I would like the other helmet, but I know I'm not going to get it.
So we went traditional against Bowling Green, orange pants against Pitt, traditional against Tennessee Tech, orange pants against Florida. Do we go all white at Missouri?
Yes.
Then all black
right.
At home against South Carolina, and now we're going back to the all orange. So, basically, once we go all orange this week, we will have worn all orange as many times this season as we wore the traditional uniform.
Yeah, it sounds right.
I don't know. I don't know. Love to know how do the people feel about this? I'm sure they'll say, I don't care what they wear, just win. Brett has a good question. Can you play Valus Jones in the backfield some?
There's a certain NFL team that started playing a wide receiver at running back. And he's looking, I mean, the team's not doing well, but he's at least doing well in that regard. And that's a former Tennessee Vol, Cordarrelle Patterson for the Atlanta Falcons.
I just don't know how much, I don't know if Tennessee's prepped Valus Jones for that.
I mean, a lot
of
it, yeah. A lot of it just depends on how well the team feels that they stack up against Ole Miss. I mean, I talk about it all the time. I mean, if you see a team start to try to really dial some gadget plays up early, they're typically thinking we're going to have to steal a point here or there, get something big to happen, whether that's create momentum. But, I mean, if they're just sticking to their roots, they feel just confident in their ability to outman the other team, even though the other team likely knows what they're going to be doing to begin with. So I think he'll figure out very early on how Josh Heupel feels about his team's chances.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if Heupel's going to do, you know, just try and roll with the guys he has, or, I mean, there's really three different things you can do. You can just go with exactly the same game you would have called if Tyon Evans and Jabari Small were 100%.
Wouldn't you say that's the safest?
Sure.
Regardless of the drop-off in talent?
Or you can call more plays that feature other skill guys, but still run your same type of, you know, sets and formations, and you know you're just not going to lean on your running backs as much. Maybe you run Hendon Hooker more. I think that's pretty likely, and you can have varying degree. You could do that a smidge more, and it's not going to freak, you know, it's not going to mess anybody up. Or you can kind of get crazy and like completely put somebody else back there, or just not really trying to run the ball at all and just completely change what you do. I doubt they do that. I think you may just see more quarterback runs and a few more short throws to be your constraint plays than the typical run game. But I don't know. Hopefully Jabari Small is closer to 100% than we think. And I don't know. I guess jury is still out on Tyon Evans a little bit, although WBR's tweet did say he was out. The article says, a source says, most likely out.
I mean, that's a good way to protect yourself, I guess, in case he does try and give it a go. If he does play, doesn't sound like he's going to be very effective. So in a game where I said the run game would be the most important aspect for both teams, now that's a big hit to Tennessee. See if it moves the betting lines today. We'll get into, obviously, setting up the rest of this game, the weekend. Huge show for you today. Football Friday edition of the program. Stick with us right here. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. At least one random person on Twitter said he talked to Tyon Evans, and he's going to play.
Maybe he's out there doing what they are doing at the Oklahoma Student Chronicle?
Maybe. I don't know. It's Rocky Topology.
Oh, yeah.
Your number one source for Vols football and recruiting. Official Twitter of Rocky Topology on Instagram. So this is the official Twitter of Rocky Topology on Instagram. And there's just an Instagram link.
Might need to give him a follow. Stay up to date with the latest news.
Brian sent me that. The tweet was, running back Tyon Evans tells me he will play this Saturday night. #Vols. I mean, you know, if this is some student, sometimes they have the best knowledge because they just ask the players.
Hey, man, you playing this week?
Yeah, man, I'm going to play. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Maybe it's a big setup. You know, it's a big Willis Reed thing. It's like, hey, let's trick Lane Kiffin. Let's tell him Evans is out. Somebody. Josh Heupel's like, he's at the meeting, you know, with the coaching staff. He's like, hey, have one of those equipment guys tell somebody that Evans is out.
You think Heupel would stoop to that level?
No, unfortunately. Yeah,
me neither. I mean, why not, though? I mean, they're going to buy it.
I mean, I was worried about it from the second he went down last game. Houston was the one that's like, oh, he was fine after the game. Don't worry about it. It'll be good. I was like, eh,
who's
I
ever known
so.
Houston to be overly positive?
A little too positive. I know. We've had a request from a listener that's about to drive to Knoxville from Memphis. He said he needs us to pep it up a little bit, Davey.
I'll get there. Just give me a minute. I'm about to just give up on a...
Please do. Just give up on it.
Nope. I'm not a quitter. Even though I said I was going to in the last one.
It doesn't...
I just get down on myself sometimes and I'll say something, but it's not what I actually mean.
If you have any video feed at all and it won't load it, there's nothing you can do.
I blame Houston.
It's not...
I think it came in this morning and sabotaged it before we got here.
Wonder how his trip's going.
Catching any fish.
I wonder who he's going to pull for tomorrow night, you know? I mean, after those photos surfaced.
That's bad luck.
With him in Ole Miss gear.
Rebel rumor mill.
Oh, sad. The very first time I saw that picture, I was like, wait a minute, is that actually him? Thought y'all just found a doppelganger down there. No, then he admitted it. I mean, don't even know the person that I sit beside every morning, yeah. 3 hours,
really,
5 days a week.
Really just an eye-opener.
I know. Going to be a huge weekend for recruiting. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Massive. That's why, like, you at least got to show this offense. You know, we gotta show off a little bit. We gotta get it going. Win, lose, or draw. We need to be impressive on offense.
Would you take a draw?
Like a tie?
Yeah.
Even though it's not something that happens in college football?
You know, yes. Like, can't happen? Like you play the game, it ends, and then there's like lightning delays to the point where Ole Miss eventually just has to go home, and that's it.
I'd rather lose than tie.
Oh, wow.
You think
yeah.
So?
Yeah. There's no fulfillment. Like, it's like, well, oh, they gave it their effort, and it just happened to end in a draw. Like, it's just, like, this isn't Europe. We're not playing soccer, all right?
You can tie in the NFL.
Alan,
your favorite league on the planet.
It seldom happens.
I
would still, somebody's going to come back and say, would you have rather, speaking of Houston, he just texted me, his save picks.
Oh.
See, he already knows he's going to lose in the Kentucky game. Yeah, it's a bad take. I would have rather the Titans have tied against the Jets than lose to the Jets. Mm. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Takes a real man to admit when he has a bad take. I'm sure I would admit when I have a bad take as soon as I ever had a bad take.
All right, so we're going to pump it up, okay?
Pep it up. Yeah, well, it's a little more
that,
pep.
That too.
a little more pep.
So,
a little more pep in your step.
It is currently 7:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
We play in just under 24 hours.
We're probably
right at the 24-hour mark to the minute because they're going to delay. Don't we play at 7:30 tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know
Sorry.
How many days
work? 36 hours.
I was about to 36 say,
hours.
Is he serious?
36 hours. We don't play in the morning. A little flustered.
Always has his guys ready for morning practice, so I'm sure they would be perfectly ready to go 24 hours from now.
I didn't math very well just a second ago.
I know.
I did correct my mistake very quickly once being called out on it, though. All right, we're 36 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get to their tailgate spot in about 24 hours.
Okay.
You know? They're going to fire up the grill,
uh-huh.
Get the spread out, make sure the TV's working, get the music blasting.
All right.
Get the cans of popping.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be popping that top, and they're going to be getting ready for the Rebels to come to town. They're probably already. What have they left yet?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Maybe they're like, you know
no,
what?
I don't know. They might be coming down today.
And I'll so now... Josh Heupel, probably talking to the boys as we speak, telling them you have an opportunity.
He loves opportunities.
To shock the nation.
Shock the nation.
Because this is a top 15 team. When was the last time we beat a top 15 team?
Kentucky.
Jeremy Pruitt, Auburn? Kentucky was 15. It's Kentucky. That doesn't count.
Wait, why doesn't it count?
It's Kentucky, all right?
Because they suck.
This isn't basketball.
Does Ole Miss count? Is that what?
Yeah, they count.
Ole Miss counts?
Okay, they have a guy who's potentially going to win the Heisman right now as their quarterback.
I feel like, though, historically, Ole Miss and Kentucky are pretty similar. I mean, Ole Miss a little better, I guess.
Yeah.
Kentucky doesn't have a Heisman candidate on the roster.
Neither one of them's never gone to Atlanta.
You got a guy that a lot of people view as a controversial figure in these parts, seeing as how he destroyed what some will say destroyed the program. I still blame it mostly on Mike Hamilton. But that's neither here nor there. He's like, you know what? I got a chance to come back in here. Last time he was in here, I'm pretty sure he had Amari Cooper at wide receiver for Alabama, and they just ran up and down the field on us. Was that the last time he was the – or I don't know. I get all their receivers mixed up because they've had so many first-rounders.
I don't think he was there when Amari Cooper was there. Was Amari Cooper before him?
I don't know. Now I'm kind of curious.
You can let Hickman look it up. Keep going. Keep going. You're getting that pep
Hickman,
in your
find
step.
It out. All right. So, talking about he was greeted to a loud, raucous crowd.
Raucous,
that,
yeah.
That just booed him. He's about to get that again. I'm trying to figure out.
Is he more hated than – I mean – will he be more hated by the masses than even, like, coaches that, I don't know, like Steve Spurrier? Like, are they going to boo Lane Kiffin more than they'd boo Steve Spurrier back in, like, in the biggest of big Florida-Tennessee matchups here at Neyland Stadium? Or do you think it'll be about the same?
I don't know, man. Probably about the same.
Or do you think some people still kind of like Lane?
I still kind of like Lane.
But they
won't
this weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I'm not rooting for them to win
Kiffin's,
by any means, but...
Kiffin's first year was Amari Cooper's junior year.
Is the stadium...
Oh, so I was right. Okay, I just remember, like...
You were right, okay.
He had some little, like, crossing route, and they just, like, turned up field and just took it, like, 70 yards
I
on
do
us or
remember
something.
That.
Yeah, 17-plus 100 yards
Good
for a
call
receiver.
By you. I was wrong. Is the stadium actually going to be a little more bananas? Because
they serve beer this go-around.
Because the hype for this matchup just kind of came out of nowhere.
I've not even factored that into account. Oklahoma, all right?
Uh-huh.
When we talk about being the craziest, they didn't even sell alcohol at the time.
It's true. Now, I don't know, though. I think that means that makes people tank up more before they walk into the stadium.
Could be. I know that's how I approached it.
I bet you did.
Yep.
There's always that one guy in your section, at least when I used to go back as a student.
The pump up the crowd guy?
No,
like,
I'm talking about the guy that tried to just chug something like right before he went in after drinking all day, and like he's not even engaged in the game. He's just swaying back and forth. And he's just kind of bumping into the guy in front of him and then leaning back and bumping into the guy behind him. He just kind of sways for a while, and you just hope that when he explodes with vomit that it doesn't hit you. There was always that guy. So
I had a drink or two spilled on me.
Yeah.
From that guy.
Now there's alcohol in the state. I mean, I don't know. I think you might have... You might have culled some of the older fans that would have been a little quieter, and you might have a little bit more of a younger crowd that's excited for the offense, that's just giving Heupel a new shot. What percent of the crowd do you think will make solid noise, you know, with their body when Ole Miss has the football, like, from the start on a consistent basis? Like, are you guys yellers? Are you guys clappers?
I'm a yeller.
You're a yeller?
Yeah.
Be, now I'm just the old man who stands there with my arms crossed just trying to figure out, like, what.
You don't make any noise? You don't contribute to the noise? You clap? That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, if it's third down,
yeah. Like, there are some clappers, you know, yeah. They start doing like this.
Well, I mean, like.
Or Hickman's going like, and then somebody calls timeout, and the red hat guy was like,
You just got to make noise. If you're standing there doing nothing, you're part of the problem.
Part of the problem. But be part of the
solution. I'm diagnosing what the defense and the offense is doing, you know?
Some people are just like word yellers. They don't do the but they're like, come on, defense! Come on! Let's go, Jeremy! Come on! Come on, Evans! Come on, get in there! Why did I say Evans? I don't know. He's on offense. Come on, Banks! That's what I meant to say. Let's go, Tyler! Come on, Roman! Get him!
Oh, speaking of which, I told this to Chance yesterday when we were going out. You know what we should do for the – it'd be perfect for the Feed the Bull to get those back out for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if penalty flags were red.
I don't like where your head's at this morning. You're not ready. You come in here, you let the video get you all flustered. We're talking about how we approach being a fan and actually the only way you can contribute to helping Tennessee win this football game. And we're being dead serious here. I mean, this is like, you make noise, Ole Miss sputters, false starts.
I lost my voice at the Florida game in 2015 and it didn't come back for like 2 months.
That's giving your all. That's what we need tomorrow night.
Or that would have been 2014 was that year.
Actually, Hickman, he's not going to the game, so this is perfect. I'll be there yelling, doing my thing. Yeah, sometimes I do the yell and the clap. I mean, isn't that the best? I think we need to run a poll.
I mean, there's nothing better than third down, the crowd's getting into it, and everybody's screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
Then you got Papaw Davey over there.
Papaw Davey, the blue hair.
Yeah, up. I figured it out, man. When I was in the student section, like, no one ever sat in their actual seat, but I found a spot where it goes to a tunnel. That way I could even sit down while everyone else was standing. And while I was sitting down, I could even have a great view at the Jumbotron. And so it's like, had half the field over here. And it was just perfect because then everybody would just leave me alone and I could just alone and I could just watch the game.
You probably sit down to pee.
That is just.
Final segment, hour number one. We got some pep in our step now. We're ready to rock and roll. Ready to run through a wall. We got callers lined up on the G3 Help Me hotlines. We got Matt up first. I've got a poll running. I want to know, Tennessee's on defense. You're at the game. Pre-snap, Ole Miss is getting ready. I mean, this is the moment. Do you yell consistently, clap consistently, both, or neither? You can weigh in at Fox Sports Knox. Go to the phone lines. We got Matt up first on the G3 Help Me hotlines. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. What's up, Matt?
Let's go.
Matt, are you a yeller?
Yeah.
Do you contribute to the noise inside Neyland Stadium?
I'm a constant yeller. I don't clap. I do the. I put the hands up around the mouth and do the and I also do a combination of woo, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a megaphone yeller. I like
Victory
that. I like
screech.
That.
My voice is my livelihood. I can't waste it.
Davey, you're developing old man habits really quick, bud.
Hell yeah, I
am. Too quick. You're too young. You're not going to be that guy that's up in the troughs that walks in when there's 40 foot of free trough space and you walk right next to the guy that's peeing and starts having a conversation, are you?
No, I won't do that. I usually like bathroom time. Like, that's just like you do your business, you get out. I am in that mindset, but I you know what? I'm only 27, Matt, but I feel like I've lived and I've seen enough. I've had a good life. I'm ready for retirement, and then like 10 years or like 5 years after retirement, we can just call it quits. Like it's, I mean, that's.
Davey,
I'm at peace.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting real sick and tired of your jive turkey talk, son.
Who are you calling a JT, Matt?
I'm getting sick of the negativity, bud.
I'm not being negative. I'm just letting you know I'm ready for retirement.
You better turn that frown upside down, big guy.
We're gonna win.
Winning this game. We're gonna win. Feel love him. Hey, Evans. If Evans out, guys, that's a massive. Massive blow. That's your biggest playmaker on the team.
A lot of people are saying if you played for Pittsburgh, you'd be 5-1 right now instead of 4-2.
Probably right. I mean, is he not, Nate, is he not your most explosive guy?
Yeah, I think he might be your best player on the whole damn team.
He might be, yeah. I agree with that. Is it confirmed, is he out, or is this just kind of a rumor that...
Well, John Bryce talked to somebody who said he's out, so then... WBR tweeted that he's out, but then the article says source, he's most likely out. And then some of the insiders were saying that he definitely didn't respond as well as they had hoped to, like, treatment and stuff coming off the injury, and that he was going to test it out, you know, morning of the game and see how, you know, tomorrow morning, see how it felt, maybe test it out pregame, see how it felt. But even if he tries to play, I mean, that's still not good.
Yeah, he's not going to be, for your running back to be able to. That guy's just got a quick first step, man. He could take it off better. I mean, Smalls is decent, but the gap between him and Smalls is huge. And then the gap between Smalls and the other two guys is massive. I mean, you just got a big talent drop off there. So those guys are going to have to just, you know, it's going to have to step it up. I mean, the only way at that point, when you drop in talent that much, you just got to have big holes opened up on the line. That's the only way you're going to get yardage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Evans is able to make that first cut and break if there's a tiny hole. I just don't think the other guy's got that explosive speed to do that. I could be wrong. But.
Well, okay, we've not even brought this up yet, but, I mean, Ole Miss's defense, they've struggled to tackle anybody. So,
yeah, that's true.
I guess if there was a game where you are lacking a little bit of explosiveness, maybe this is it. Maybe this is an opportunity to where, I mean, you might not be able to score as fast, but, I mean, they've struggled to tackle this year, at least from what I've seen with Ole Miss. So,
yeah, I said this a couple of days ago. I don't think that – I think this is going to be on the defenses more than it is the offenses. I think the offenses are going to do what they're going to do, and I think our defense is better than theirs. I mean, we tackle better. We look better. I think we're more talented on defense. As crazy as that sounds, I mean, so, you know, I don't know. I just – this Evan stuff, I'm going to try not to let that – you know, hinder too much. I think this coaching staff can scheme it up and get it going. But I'll get out of here. I know you guys got some other callers, but I'll say this. I do not mind the orange on orange. I think that's a good look, personally.
Okay. Ole Miss will be wearing all whites, so to give you a little bit of comparison.
Go Vols, man. We're talking about a big dubs Monday.
Sounds
good, talking about Monday, Saturday night. The Navy helmets, I believe, is what Ole Miss is wearing. I could be wrong. I thought it was their all white. And then a Navy helmet's what someone sent me.
Really?
I could be wrong on
that.
Surely
they'll go powder blue if they go all white.
I don't think it was powder. I don't know. Oh. Also, by the way, the amount of DMs, I guess people just not wanting to go full on record with this one about, like, I'm right there with you, just ready to retire and die. It's like a...
that's actually, pretty sad.
Yeah, nah, let's go back. That's not sad. It's just
let's get Andrew in here. What's up, Andrew? You're on 3 and Out.
Yeah. Matt kind of stole my thunder with the topic, but I actually disagree with him on the fact of what was South Carolina's rush defense rank compared to Ole Miss's?
That's a good question, but I think South Carolina's is a good bit better, right?
Right. So if there's a game where you're missing a playmaker, wouldn't you rather it be a running back in this case scenario than anybody? Because it's not going to come down to their rush defense. It's going to come down to ours. So I'm not sure it's as big of a hit as, you know, no offense to anybody, but as y'all are making it sound, because they suck. That's it. That's plain and simple. They suck against the run. And if there's a game where you have a playmaker out that's one of your skill positions, you'd rather it be a running back in this scenario, would you not?
Yeah, no, I can see that line of thinking that, like, hey, you know, our offensive line will get you yards, and we just got to have a guy that gets the yards that are blocked, and they're so bad that there'll be yards, and just get those, and then the game will come down to – I mean, I still think, though, like, yards are yards and points are points, so I still would rather obviously have Tyon Evans in the red zone trying to pound it in for a touchdown. Maybe – you may just – in that situation, just run Hooker more, right? I mean, you just got to find other ways to get the ball in the end zone. But no, I can see what you're saying about how if there's a game where you're going to be missing a running back, I'd rather it be against a bad run defense than a good one.
Right, and that's the thing. I actually think I was thinking about, you know, whoever has the ball last may win this game. It's that type of game. And when we have Tyon out there, that guy, man, he'll bust a run 92 yards one play from scrimmage. And I actually think, whilst thinking about the game, that it actually may help us because it'll slow us down. And I think time of possession will be huge in this game, because the more you slow them down, the more you also speed yourself up, because you're just wearing them down. And later that'll pay off, you know, fourth quarter when it's close, probably like it was last week at Ole Miss and Arkansas. That's when we can really cash in from actually not scoring so much early.
Yeah, it's a good point. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. The one thing I will say, I don't know if there's one stat I think these two coaches care about the least, it's probably time of possession.
They don't care about that. But if you are getting more first downs, both these teams try and play at the same pace. So whoever wins the time of possession, this means they've been on offense more, and they probably are going to have an advantage in this game. Whereas if you play a slow team like South Carolina, it's not going to matter because you're going to score fast. Hour two next.